broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kirk Crosby live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use. No Doubt starts now. This is the broadcast for September 20th in the year of our Lord, 2018. This is our one of two. Our goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio and the traditions of our founding fathers. Yes, indeed, we use the blueprint for liberty, the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America, and absolutely the checks and balances brilliantly put in place by the founding fathers, one of the great restorative solutions we have at our fingertips. We reject revolution, stand for peaceful restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth. Welcome to Liberty Roundtable Live. Yesterday's broadcast, we start the recap now, brought to you in part by Raw Honey, delivered directly to your door. To learn more, get a hold of Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com or 801-669-2211. Raw Honey, incredible Christmas gifts, Thanksgiving gifts, birthday gifts, and just because I love you gifts, give the sweet gift of Raw Honey. Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com or 801-669-2211. Even give a gift to yourself. I'm telling you, it tastes phenomenal, and you'll have the sweet thoughts of gift-giving and great taste put together in a delightful gift. All right, the recap. We talked about the United States can spy on journalists domestically using FISA warrants. Declassified documents now show. Russia Today reported that. U.S. Justice Department now orders Chinese media to register as foreign agents. There's certainly an assault on the press by the big corporate tech giants, especially on the new media taken center stage, the right or conservative, whatever you want to call, some of the new media folks. That's where the assault's happening. But the United States is still abusing, using FISA courts, literally requiring groups to file as foreign agents. Donald acts like he hates the press, but then he ignores the new media taking center stage, and he goes to the same media that he complains of the problem over and over and over. What's up with that, Donald? Joe Biden calls Donald Trump supporters the dregs of society. This guy's a sexual pervert. How he can sit in the Senate with the Me Too movement around is beyond me. He used to be a senator, right? Then what? He was the vice president, right? What the heck is this guy now? Just a pervert? It's hard to say, huh? Coca-Cola is in serious talks about branching into the cannabis beverage market. Did you know there was a cannabis beverage market? Wow. Alka-Pot is what they'll come up with next. Crazy stuff, folks. I'm telling you right now. New Italian government plans to curb Sunday shopping, Reuters. So we reject a mandate, a forced scenario, but we certainly like the idea of good, honest, moral people that are self-governed, keeping the Sabbath day holy. And we even support the proper role of of government supporting that view of the citizenry. Right? Bible prophecy fulfilled. As they say, first red heifer born in 2000, they say signaling the end of days. We ended on that the first hour. It's a non-blemished heifer. It's got to be certain water used. It's very, very, very specific. Does it mean the end of days? Well, we know we're in the last days if you believe revelations in the Bible, etc., etc. We know we're waiting for our Savior Jesus Christ to return again. So let's not act like it's going to be some kind of a, you know, an apocalypse with zombies running around in some kind of sci-fi fiction movie. It will be pretty radical and pretty gnarly. And the more we keep the commandments of God, well, the more the hand of the Lord will be with us and we'll be blessed and protected as we go through this perilous time. The more we turn our back on God, the more we violate his commandments, we force ourselves away from God and we don't qualify for his protection, his blessings. So just remember that, folks. This nation is indeed a covenant nation. And we, the people, must keep our end of the covenant. God always keeps his end of the covenants. He keeps his promises. Now the question is, will we keep ours? And this broadcast is about helping us remember to absolutely double down and do that big time. That was our one yesterday. Brought to you in part by the Freedom Coalition. TheFreedomCoalition.com, doing our best to help innocents in prison. Also brought to you in part by World Affairs Brief. Joel Skousen's World Affairs Brief. news and commentary on a troubled world coming your way. WorldAffairsBrief.com, the website for that. Check it out today. Hour two yesterday. Still available online at LibertyRoundtable.com. We had our guest on, Mr. James Edwards, fellow talk show host. He does a radio program every Saturday night called ThePoliticalCesspool.org. Check it out. Incredible talk radio at your fingertips, free. And we talked about Brett Kavanaugh's accuser, Christine Blasey Ford, wants FBI to probe allegations before testifying. Lindsey Graham on Kavanaugh's accuser and the lie detector test she supposedly took. It isn't a lie detector test, folks. That's not what it is. It doesn't detect lies at all. It just measures the body's response to things that you say. And if you're a psychopath, you have no heart like a tin man, or if you truly believe what you're saying, it doesn't matter if it's true or not. You could still have your body not show the signs. So they can be manipulated big time. They're not lie detector tests at all. Nevertheless, the question is who paid for it? Let's track the money trail. Now there's allegations that a law firm is creating the talking points, or a PR firm is creating the talking points for this allegation, for this story. The same phrasing is used everywhere. How does that happen? Senator John Cornyn says the problem is that Dr. Ford can't remember when it was, where it was, and how it came to be. Well, that's a problem, I guess, isn't it? But she can remember she had a bathing suit on, and she's positive it was the judge. Uh-huh. Senator Orrin Hatch says there's some question on whether she's mixed up. Boy, howdy, is she mixed up. I'll tell you that right now. Hillary says, quote, she deserves benefit of the doubt. Oh, yeah, Hillary? We ought to talk about that a little bit. Does Juanita Broderick reserve, you know, the benefit of the doubt, too? Uh-huh. Arrested for disrupting the Kavanaugh hearing, you say? Don't worry, George Soros will foot the bill for you. This is how desperate these unhinged extremist folks really are. We talked about bad blood. It turns out that Judge Kavanaugh's mother foreclosed on the accuser's home. Is this like a Hatfield and McCoy multi-generational feud? Is Brett Kavanaugh being Roy Moore'd? President Trump's SCOTUS pick faces Democrat defamation tactics that were used on Roy Moore. Alabama, they say, is to blame for Brett Kavanaugh getting Roy Moore'd. It all started in Alabama, and now it's going nationwide. It reminds me of ZZ Top. Nationwide. Anyway, Women for Trump. I know that sounds strange, but Women for Trump are in the news, and they're actually hosting a summit. It's an October summit at the Trump Hotel in Washington, D.C. 65 women stand with Brett Kavanaugh, one accuser. GOP Senator Jeff Flake, believe it or not, prefers a Democrat president who restores civility over Donald Trump. Well, let me just explain this to you, Jeff Flake. You want to know who I prefer? I prefer the one that is duly elected by the people, the populace, and the Electoral College. I don't prefer to manipulate the presidency. I prefer to rely on honest, open, transparent paper ballot elections. That's just me, Jeff. Jason Chapin says he is a victim of the deep state. They fought against him and they dug into his personal life. Wow, boy, howdy, Jason. How does it feel, bro? This has been happening to us forever. When we tried to speak to you about it when you're in the House, you did nothing but ignore us. Now you feel our pain, huh, brother? I get it. I bet the FISA court is looking into you for journalism. What did you do to stop the FISA court while you were up there in the congressional halls of power, huh, bro? Ron Paul says stop the deep state coup. Boy, is he right. We got to get that done yesterday. Wow. All right. That is a recap of the broadcast that took place yesterday and is available online right now at LibertyRoundtable.com, and it's free. Tell all your friends about it, would you please? LibertyRoundtable.com. You want to break this stuff down like nobody's business? It is indeed Liberty Roundtable Live, right? All right, excellent. News the networks refuse to use today starts now. Kurt Cosby's with me. Welcome to the broadcast, sir.
Buenos dias. Greetings and salutations. Howdy, howdy, howdy. Thank you, Sam.
You're very welcome, sir. I know a lot of people are saying, Sam, why do you guys talk about this Brett Kavanaugh story so much? Because it's a critical story. Because if we let this stand, America will never be the same. We talk about a lot of the key points in America. Look, we've got to restore the protection of life, liberty, and property, and the promotion of God, family, and country. We've got to use the supreme law of the land with its checks and balances. We've got to use the Ten Commandments. We've got to bring America back to its roots. We've got to bring back to an idea that we need to be a repentant before God nation. And if we do, he'll heal our land. Just think of the floods on the East Coast, the fires on the West Coast. And tell me, does our land need a healing, folks? Boy, howdy, it sure does. What do we do to move the needle on that effort, huh? The answer is turn to God and repent. The answer is to repent and to forgive others. Excellent. You know what? One of the Ten Commandments is, thou shalt not bear false witness, huh? Well, I think a false witness has been born against Brett Kavanaugh big time. I really do. I'm convinced of it. So this double standard, circumstantial morality has got to end, folks. I'm going to say it again. Double standard, circumstantial morality has got to end. When we come back, we'll drill into it and talk about it. This is a critical, critical thing in our republic, ladies and gentlemen. The founders said you have a republic if you can keep it. Oh, I pray hard and work hard that we keep it. I hope you'll do the same. Liberty Roundtable live in seconds. Sam and Kurt on your radio.
Abby Johnson was once director of a Planned Parenthood clinic in Bryan, Texas. After a moral crisis, she quit, and now she campaigns against what she once endorsed.
They implement abortion quotas in all of their clinics.
What do you mean, quotas?
You have to perform a certain number of abortions every month. One of the reasons that I left...
Are they explicit about that?
Yes. It's in your budget, right there on the line item. One of the reasons I left Planned Parenthood was because in a budget meeting, I was told to double that abortion quota. And for me, as someone who had spoken to the media and had said, you know, we're about reducing the number of abortions, we're about, you know, prevention, all of these other services, I was shocked.
So since you actually worked at a Planned Parenthood, give us some sense of the relative number of abortions.
Okay, abortions, Planned Parenthood provides over 330,000 abortions a year. They are the largest single abortion provider in our country.
Each week, the political cesspool, known worldwide as the South's foremost populist conservative radio program, hits the airwaves to bring you the other side of the news and to report on events which are vital to your welfare but are hushed up or distorted by the mainstream media. However, to continue doing this, we need your support. Go online at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org and make a safe and secure donation. If you prefer not to make an online donation, you can send us a check or money order to the address on the website. No matter which way you choose, the political cesspool needs your support. Go online to www.thepoliticalcesspool.org and make a donation today.
Ladies and gentlemen, do you find the news of the day difficult to ferret out what the truth is? Yeah, that's what happens when they literally, intentionally bear false witness, ladies and gentlemen, and create a double standard, a circumstantial morality that has got to stop. Who is at the heart of this double standard? Hillary Clinton. She says when it comes to this lady accusing Kavanaugh, she deserves benefit of the doubt. When it comes to Juanita Broderick, a short few years ago, she called it a bimbo eruption, ladies and gentlemen. We're talking about a double standard circumstantial morality here, aren't we? Well, it turns out now Juanita Broderick is not ready to go away yet, Kurt, and thank heavens. Juanita Broderick says, FBI probe Ford allegation, then investigate my rape allegations against Bill Clinton. Kurt, a new player, good friends of ours, CNSNews.com, writes this piece. Very few news organizations have the guts to drill into this, like CNS or WorldNet Daily or Us or Breitbart or, you know, there's a few. But all I'm telling you is, so Juanita Broderick is saying, wait a minute, Ford's allegation, if you're going to go ahead and even consider the FBI or consider letting her testify before Congress, where's my chance to have my case be investigated and for the FBI to look into it and for me to testify before Congress, huh? And it's a fair point if we're going to reject the double standard. What about circumstantial morality? Okay, you got this Ford lady against Kavanaugh, but 65 women are defending Kavanaugh, plus a 35-year track record of stellar behavior. FBI investigations over and over and over on Kavanaugh. He comes back with flying colors. Personal behavior in his family life and on the bench or as a judge, stellar character. You've got everything standing in his favor except for one allegation. With Juanita Broderick, there's many other women that have made allegations against former President Bill Clinton, and Bill Clinton literally was impeached for lying about his relationship with who knows who, right? What gives with all that? So see, the circumstantial evidence is the problem. It's circumstantial morality based on a double standard. That's got to stop. And Hillary Clinton's at the center of it all. Hillary says, you know what? Bimbo eruption for Jennifer Flowers. Bimbo eruption for Juanita Broderick. Bimbo eruption for, what's her name, Kurt? The girl that finally got the impeachment of the president to happen due to her involvement with the president, Monica. The Oval Office. Oh, Monica Lewinsky, that was her name. Yeah, have we forgot about her? Now, she was asked about Bill Clinton on a TV set overseas, and she walked out on the interview. Where's the Me Too folks for that one, huh? But nevertheless, Juanita Broderick is saying, hey, the details of my rape are much more. At least I know the year it happened, the day it happened, the hotel it happened in, the details, the circumstances. I can give you intimate detail by intimate detail. But why is my case being ignored? Hillary says now, hey, this lady, Ford allegation, well, Juanita's details are much more detailed than Ford's ever were. All right, so you say, well, Sam, we get your point. You're right. What should be done about it, you might ask? Well, believe it or not, Brian Fisher of the American Family Association wrote an incredible blog piece about this, and I agree with it 1,000%, Kurt. Here's the details. His headline in his blog, and you ought to go read it, says, what should be done about the Kavanaugh nomination? Brian Fisher, American Family Association, great article. And by the way, Brian's been on the program with us, wonderful people, wonderful organization, doing a great job standing up for Christian principles and for the sacred cause of liberty. Anyway, he says this, quote, unless the biblical standard of two or three witnesses is met, an accusation should not be credible. I agree. They act like this is super credible in its allegations, but it's not. Where's the credible part? That she passed a polygraph or whatever it is? That's not credible. Where's the credible? All the details? Other witnesses? Circumstantial reality? In other words, circumstantial evidence? There is no evidence, not even circumstantial. So unless the biblical standard of two or three witnesses is used or established, met, the accusation should not be considered credible. So Brian advises, and I double down and concur with him. Here's what should happen. Mrs. Ford's accusations should be dismissed with extreme prejudice. Mr. Kavanaugh's nomination should be sent to the full floor of the Senate, and the Senate should confirm him as soon as possible, and he should don the robes. of the Supreme Court and take his rightful place on the bench as the new session starts 1st of October. Anything less than this, anything else, is a travesty and a mockery, a sham, making Brett Kavanaugh the victim of a gross miscarriage of justice before he ever dons the robe of the Supreme Court. Kurt, what do you think of that?
Well, that's a lot, Sam, to think about.
And you say, well, should we take it that seriously and be that bold about it? And the answer is, if you look at the biblical standard, Kurt, the answer is yes. There is not a single witness except for her. Okay, there is no chance for Brett Kavanaugh to face his accuser. There is no chance for real investigation. The FBI doesn't want to do it. The CNN lied and said Donald didn't want the FBI or suggested that he would block the FBI from doing it. That's not true. But the FBI has no authority over this. It was a crime in a given state, right? The state's responsible for that. Nevertheless, somebody needs to dig in. Well, it looks like the local folks where this happened, right, Kurt? In Virginia, is that where it was?
I'm
pretty sure law enforcement, though, there says they don't have a complaint to investigate, Kurt.
Yeah, good point.
So what I'm saying is, hey, this lady wants to have FBI look at it.
Yes, Maryland.
Oh, Maryland. Sorry. Okay, the state of Maryland. Officials there, law enforcement officials there, say she hasn't filed a complaint for us to investigate in Maryland. She never has even yet, 36 years later. And so she wants the FBI to investigate it, which they have no jurisdiction or authority. Donald doesn't have jurisdiction or authority. This lady won't testify until FBI looks at it. Who does she think she is? All she's got is an allegation. She doesn't even have circumstantial evidence. She just has an outrageous claim. And I mentioned this has got to stop, but I really think Brian Fisher's on fire with this one, Kurt. And all I'm telling you is, I said this yesterday, produce evidence or get arrested. You cannot push this false narrative without eventually proving some evidence. Otherwise, it's the ultimate defamation of character, the ultimate libel and slander against this guy. Unless you produce evidence saying that he literally virtually tried to rape you and you were afraid that he was going to inadvertently kill you. Mark, the only guy in the room, claims it did not happen. Now, when I say the only guy in the room, that's what she claims. He was the only guy in the room. He says, I was never in the room. I was never there. I don't remember the party. This never happened. And everything I know about Judge Kavanaugh, Brett Kavanaugh, this is not true. 65 women that have spent plenty of time around Brett say it didn't happen. Okay, we have one accuser with no evidence. I repeat, this double standard, circumstantial morality, needs to end. Now, if we're not going to take that bold step of just shutting her down and moving forward like we should and supporting the biblical two or three witnesses, you know, bar, if you will, standard, then fine. Let's drill into both of them then. Let's quit the double standard. Let's quit the circumstantial morality. And let's go ahead and let Ford have her say and they can go to court and work through it. Right? That's where if you have a problem in America, you go to the courts for a redress of grievance, right? So let Ford take Kavanaugh to court. Let Juanita Broderick take Bill Clinton to court. Let the illegitimate son of Bill Clinton take Bill to court. See, in Bill's case, you've got illegitimate children claiming there is children that want DNA tests. You've literally got an example where allegations are made that, hey, his daughter's not his daughter. So we got a son that claims he's his son that they say, well, they're not going to tell you if he's his son or not. Then they got a daughter, Chelsea, where they don't talk about it, but many claim that it's not even really Bill's daughter. So now, what do you call that? Is that the opposite of an illegitimate child? Kurt, maybe you can help me on the break. What do you call the opposite of an illegitimate child? So one black boy says, I'm Bill's son. Others say the daughter Bill claims to have isn't really even his daughter. And we got rape allegations, credible ones on the table, folks. Hang tight.
Your daily Liberty Newswire. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
We fought, we learned, we struggled,
we won.
Despite Obama's best efforts, the newspaper of the human resistance survives. We have lived only to face a new nightmare, the war against the machines. Read about our struggle in The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The Sovereign is a 24-page monthly tabloid newspaper about the war between man and machines. We've tried reason, we've tried legislation. We've tried every peaceful means imaginable, and all it's gotten us is shut out. So now we fight the machines. Order online today at thesovnews.com or find The Sovereign at select newsstands. Remember to read The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The human resistance's battle against the machines will be everlasting. This is mercy. It was never our destiny to stop the age of Obama. It was merely to survive it. Together. Together.
So, you two are real actors, huh?
Well, I was an extra on a soap opera for 3 years.
And I'm best known for starring in cat food commercials. Mm. Yeah.
And you're going to play our parents for how long?
Oh, just during dinner for the next few years, probably until you're both off to college. Your real parents will be back every night at 8 o'clock.
8 o'clock?
Hey, your dad's busy. He's got work, softball, client functions.
Yeah, and your mom, she's got the literary club and play rehearsals. So.
Don't you worry. They'll be back on time.
Otherwise, we get time and a half.
Ka-ching! Okay, according to the script, we're supposed to ask you how your day was.
Yes.
Okay, I guess.
Ooh, is that the best you can do?
I think I want my real parents.
I don't see that in the script.
No ad-libbing, please.
There's no substitute for a loving parent. And when you're really there, you'll know how much you care. From the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. For more tips on strengthening your family, visit family.mormon.org.
Can a nation conceived in liberty carry its head high if it denies protection to the youngest and most vulnerable of its citizens? Can a country founded on God-given rights continue to thrive without understanding that life is a precious gift from our Creator? As a physician, I have looked into the eyes of 1-pound babies. I have cradled their small bodies in the palm of one hand. I defy those who are careless, who would disregard life and look at these tiny little miracles and say, we're not going to protect that.
But I believe there will come a time when we are all judged on whether or not we took a stand in defense of all life from the moment of conception until our last natural breath. One thing I promise you, I will always take a stand for life.
All right, live and on your radio, Sam Bushman and Kurt Cosby breaking it down like nobody's business, folks. So I submit to you that this gentleman at the American Family Association, he's our personal friend. And Brian Fisher, the American Family Association, says what should be done about the Kavanaugh nomination unless the biblical standard of 2 or 3 witnesses is upheld. Or met, an accusation should not have credibility at all. Anything else is a travesty, a mockery, a sham. Here's what should happen. Ms. Ford's allegations should be dismissed with extreme prejudice. Kavanaugh's nomination should be sent to the full Senate floor. And the Senate should vote to confirm him as soon as possible. And he should take his rightful place on the Supreme Court. I agree. Now you say, Sam, don't you think it's a serious allegation? Well, I don't know. It doesn't meet any standard set by the Bible or America. The Bible says 2 or 3 witnesses. You should have the ability to face thine accuser. If you got a problem with someone, take it between he and thee. The American standard is someone is innocent until proven guilty. There's no evidence, none whatsoever. And the fascinating thing about this is, well, what if we dismiss her allegations, put Kavanaugh on the Supreme Court? Not even that I'm a Kavanaugh guy. You kind of wonder if this is a massive conspiracy to get guys like me to back Kavanaugh, even though I normally wouldn't back him. I'm not necessarily backing Kavanaugh as much as I'm highlighting this double standard, this situational or circumstantial morality we've got going on in the nation. All right, but look, Juanita Broderick, Kurt, has a very credible allegation. Not was she attempted raped like this other girl, Ford, but she literally was raped against her will as a married woman. And the details of her allegations are impeccable. The date, the hotel, who, how, literally saying exactly what Bill said to her after he raped her and walked out the door. You ought to put some ice on that lip because he bit her lip and made it bleed as he held her down and forced himself on her. Very detailed, credible. Okay, and she's got two or three witnesses. One of them, Monica Lewinsky, got the president impeached, for heck's sakes. How many witnesses do you need? Okay, that's the comparison, Curtin. That's why I highlight this double standard. My preference would be reject Ford's allegations because they're not credible and we don't have any witnesses. We don't have any evidence to investigate. Secondly, she hasn't even asked for an investigation in the right venue, in the right jurisdiction, which would be in Maryland. She's been given a chance to testify, but now she's refusing. Compare that to Juanita Broderick. You give the same opportunities to Juanita and see if she testifies, huh? And then you literally say she's got two or three witnesses and very detailed evidential, circumstantial realities that should indeed be investigated. So I see not only is there a double standard in the wrong direction, but I see that one should be dismissed and one should be should move forward based on credible evidence, Kurt. Any final comment on that?
Yeah, let's, I mean, it's like we've said for years, let's, you know, if we're really going to dig deep and clean the house, let's do it with everything, you know. Let's not just, you know.
Yeah, my problem is I don't know how you dig deep in Ford's case, though. What do you dig deep on? Yeah. She hasn't even filed in the right jurisdiction, Kurt.
Yeah,
allegations.
That's the key point. If there's nothing there, you know, then, you know, there's nothing there.
Let her file a police report in Maryland, Kurt.
Yeah,
and let the folks in Maryland dig into it. They won't be partisan in their politics. Let them, you know, get to the bottom of it and analyze the evidence and come to a conclusion of what ought to happen next. That is the American way. Let her go to, you know.
Yeah, but I'm even talking about, hey, if we're serious about, let's straighten things up and let's correct the wrongs that have been there. Let's look at the, you know, the IRS, the Federal Reserve, there's a lot.
They've been raping people's wallets for decades, speaking of rape.
Let's look at it. Let's get things straightened out. You know, let's certainly correct wrongs that have happened for years.
The IRS is involved in hostile rapes of your wallet. It's not even a polite rape. It's just like wow.
I mean, you've got evidence one guy put on his headstone that says cause of death.
IRS, no question.
Well,
all right.
I mean, you know, let's really get to the bottom of all these problems.
I agree with that. All right, so the Drudge Report has a bunch of headlines, Kurt. Rifle through them because they're all relevant here. Right?
Well, yeah. You know, so what you've got is, basically a list, that have to do with these things. You've got from anonymity of academia to center of Supreme Court confirmation. That's kind of, tells where this lady's been and where she's come, where she is. And it says lawmaker met her in July. We're talking about Feinstein getting to meet her.
Now let me stop you there. And this is what's interesting. I can't even get my congressman or senator to meet with me. How'd this chick get it done?
Well, she had the right stuff. Uh-huh. Celebs rally behind in video. We believe you. Then the next headline, FBI stuck in yet another political controversy. They get stuck in the middle of the road when they, don't do what they
should. And by the way, Kurt, I believe Ford, in as much as I say, you know what, if your allegations are true, let's go ahead and follow the process, the due process of law. Let's look at jurisdictional, circumstances and say, all right, what do we need to do to really have a redress of grievance here? I support that, Kurt, even on her behalf.
Yeah.
But let's let the due process of law happen. Let's let a speedy trial occur. Let's let evidence be put on the table. Let's have, that's the due process part. Let's really follow the system and find out.
Yep. Then you've got Broderick, investigate my rape allegations. It's one of my favorites out of all of them.
You think all these actors and actresses are going to get in a video and go, hey, we're supporting you there, Juanita?
yeah, good point. It's just kind of crickets when
Jennifer Flowers, Kathleen Willie.
Yeah. Then you got Fury could weigh on Robert's court. Yeah. Then you've got another classmate denies being at party. Then you've got story inconsistencies. Media beg for more. Yeah, well, they love this kind of stuff. Poll support slipping. Yeah, well, that's what happens when you make those allegations. The support slips just like it did for Roy Moore. Paper, liberal totalitarianism. Trump, if she shows up, that would be wonderful. Deadline, Friday. So, you know, there's some of them that
she's not going to show up, Kurt. Deal.
I don't think so, you know. And there's a reason I think she wants to not show up. It's better just to have her attorney be doing the talking, don't you think, Sam?
Well, if she's genuinely truthful, yes. If this is political manipulation, then I don't know. She might do a better job than a, you know, stuffy attorney might. Okay, but, you know. But all I'm telling you is that if you want true representation, if you want true accountability, if you want true, you know, due process, if you want true, okay, then you got to follow the system. Go file your complaint in Maryland. Let the local municipalities dig into it and find out if the, you know, allegations are credible. You know, build a case. Do what it takes to build a case and to, you know, work through this, Kurt. Right? Anyway,
imagine that.
There you go. Yeah. Any other tidbits on that?
No, but, you know, I loved how you highlighted the Broderick thing in the CNS news report.
And they say Fury could weigh on Robert's court. That's another headline that I find interesting that you sent me, Kurt. And what that means is every decision now, if you get a 5-4 decision, what the liberals are going to do, what the extremists are going to do, what the Me Too movement's going to do, what the folks that are involved in the socialist and the communist, you know, agendas, the Me Too movements, the all these radical women pussy hat groups, all these, you know, Black Panthers, all these ne'er-do-well groups are going to gather together. And every time a 5-4 decision happens in the favor of conservatism or godly principles, Kurt, they're going to go, look, two perverts made that happen. Two people with two sexual predators made that. They're going to go down that road, Kurt. Now, another classmate denies even being at party, Kurt. So now you got the guy that was in the room saying, I was never in that room. She says he was in the room, but I was never there. Now another classmate's like, what? I wasn't at this party. What are you talking about? Story inconsistencies are the problem on top of no evidence, Kurt.
Yep.
The media's begging for more, though. Sam. They love this stuff, Kurt. But the reality is that support is slipping for her.
Well, is it slipping for her or for Judge Kavanaugh, Sam? And when I look at the numbers, you know, when you see this, just like what happened with Judge Roy Moore, you know, you had the people in the middle. You had the real supporters of Judge Roy Moore and the real opposers. But then you have all those ones that are kind of in the middle that kind of start going, well, is there something there? You know, they don't look deeper. And so then they start checking out. They just say, hey.
Yeah, the people in the middle are just putting their finger up in the wind and they're listening to the wind blow, aren't they, Kurt?
Exactly, Sam.
Oh, boy. Our prayers are the truth comes out.
Is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
Liberty is not free. its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
All right, Sam and Kurt on your radio. We've told you podcasting is key. I don't know if you know, Kurt, but they got what they call, let's see here. How do they say this? It's called International Podcast Day. Did you know that, Kurt?
I must have missed that on the calendar, Sam.
Come on, Kurt. It's coming to an internet connection near you, bro.
Okay.
They say the celebration is Sunday, September 30th. Now, the first thing I'd recommend they do is switch that day to a different day.
Yeah.
That's just me. And the reason that I would is just because, you know, I think that's the Lord's Day. It's not podcast day. Right? And they say coming soon to an internet connection near you. I get it. But look, that's the Lord's Day. Why don't we pick a different day? They say it's the 5th annual International Podcast Day celebration, September 30th, Sunday. Anyway, I find that kind of interesting. And I think it's great. I want to celebrate the new media taking stage. Right? But I want to be very careful. I want to be very careful that we don't mix up our desire to kind of celebrate a day or focus on an issue that we put God's Day on the back burner. I don't want that to happen. So I appreciate their attempts. But I'm concerned. Now, BuzzFeed's in the news, Kurt. Looks like BuzzFeed News is cutting their podcasting team to focus on video. So they're getting out of the podcast business. They want to do video. My response to that is video is great. It's just a whole lot more expensive to produce, Kurt. My guess is it's you know, depending on what kind of quality you're talking about. But usually they say TV is about 10 times more expensive to produce, to maintain, to fund than radio. And radio is expensive as all get out. Usually it's about $100 an hour for radio at a minimum. That doesn't count paying the talent either, but it's about $100 minimum. And I say minimum, it depends on what you're doing. In other words, what your distribution mechanisms are. If you got a big radio satellite in the mix, it's more, etc. But it's about $100 an hour to produce radio. Yeah, so 2 hours a day, Liberty Roundtable Live, 6 days a week. What is that, Kurt? 200 times six, it's $1,200 a week, $4,800 a month, or about $5,000 a month. Not counting paying the talent. I know some would say, well, you guys don't deserve to be paid. You're not even talented. But all I'm telling you is it's about $5,000 a month just to fund a show like this. Now, you'd say, Sam, do you have that kind of money? No, we don't. How does it happen then? Well, Sam just has a little bit of talent brought to the table to make it happen. I play engineer, take care of the equipment. I play producer. I set up all the interviews and all the shows. I play board op. I run the board. In other words, put the callers on and press all the buttons and mute the audio and fade it up and down. I do all that while I talk. I take the show notes, turn them in. Sam and Kurt talk. Kurt and Sam gather stories. Kurt travels on the road and delivers from different locations. Sometimes we both go on the road, but more often it's Kurt. So we both play a role. Kurt finds stories and hunts down a lot of the stories we talk about. He brings a lot of the guests to the table. He's on the road and does some events live from different places, reports on different events that he attends. Okay, the two of us It's just the love of our heart. That's all. We don't get paid a penny. And so I can reduce that big cost just because I happen to have a skill set that meshes well with this. But anyway, I digress. All I'm telling you is it's about $100 or more to do radio per hour. Not counting paying staff. It's about $1,000 an hour to do TV, Kurt. I know some people would say, oh, no, Sam, we can do it for way less. You can, but it looks like garbage. You can, but it's not professional. To do a professional job like a Ben Swan at Truth in Media or like a Neil, what's his last name? He's the guy that does Tech TV. Twit TV is what it's called this week in tech. Neil, what the heck's his name? It's just slipping my mind right now. Anyway, he does a lot of this stuff too, Kurt. He has TV, and it costs him about the same amount of money, right? So it's expensive. It's real expensive to do this stuff. Anyway, I bring this all up to say it's expensive. So they're moving to TV, Kurt, as we get ready to celebrate International Podcast Day. All tech, all the time is what Neil's site says. It's twit.tv, T-W-I-T, This Week in Tech. Netcasts you love from people you trust is what he writes. See, he calls them netcasts. Tech news, reviews, help and how-tos. We read the manual so you don't have to. This is Twit. All tech, all the time. Neil does a great job. He has a lot of stuff. They have This Week in Google. A lot of good stuff. Anyway, I digress. I'm just telling you, it costs a lot of money to do TV. All right, any comment on that, Kurt?
Well, yeah, I would just simply say one of the other reasons, if you want to know, ladies and gentlemen, behind the scenes, why Sam can, you know, pull this thing off, it, you know, besides the tech savvy stuff that
he's
got.
Because he's star-freaking mad stir-crazy?
Well, you know, you got people that choose to be like, you know, experts in tying flies for fishing, or, you know, they want to, there's all different kinds of things. We've just decided a long time ago that we would do the best we could to, promote God, family, and country. And it's true that there are people who are unaware of us, but, you know, we try to do our best. We would love to, help in whatever way possible. So we do our best, do what we can. And that's what we've done. Sam runs the radio network basically from his home. He has an office that's like, you know, 4 steps from his bedroom. And, it does everything needed right there. In my opinion, you can make it sound as well as some operations that have, lots of money behind them.
Oh, and they got millions, sometimes billions of dollars, and they got a massive gargantuous staff. Now you would say, well, Sam, how come you don't sound as good as they do? Well, because we don't have the money for some of the equipment necessary. That's the biggest reason. Secondly, we don't have the time to produce some of the things that we need to do, too, right? Like our commercials are fairly simple. Yeah, I can produce complicated commercials, but it takes time, and then I got to do something about my day job is the problem, Kurt.
Yeah, that's right. And all I'm telling you is what I've listened to, plenty of other programs, and I don't hear anything that sounds really much better anywhere, even for millions of dollars, especially if you add in content, ladies and gentlemen. You add in, you know, the fact that if you listen to many of the programs, whether it's Sean Hannity, Rush Limbaugh, or, you know, on down the list, you're going to find, maybe in a 3-hour program, maybe 8 to 10 callers, when you got like 500 stations, and you're going to find
And then you're going to find out those callers are faked, by the way.
Yeah, you're going to, and, you know, Sam's got the details on that. If you want to get them, we'll get them to you. And you're going to find instances where if they're lucky, they'll go over, you know, a handful of news stories where we bring you a lot of those different things. And we do it because we want to learn more as well. And then the guests we bring you, find places where you find better guests. Let us know about them. But, you know, we do the best we can. And like Sam says, we have day jobs, so we do that to support our so-called habit, I guess.
Yeah, we're real people with real lives. And you know what? You get who we really are on the radio. We really are all about God, family, and country. In fact, our buddy Brian was supposed to be here for the Gold and Silver Honesty Money Report and stuff like that, but he emailed yesterday, and he's like, hey, guys, or maybe he texted Kurt, I think. Hey, guys, I've got to fill in for a buddy of mine. It's something that he's doing, and so this guy's just involved in an act of service, and so he couldn't be here today. But he'll be here next week, and all I'm telling you is that's our real lives, folks. That's who we really are. That's what we do. So we dismiss Brian from today's broadcast and say, you know what, good for you. You're doing what you ought to be doing. And I only bring that to your attention just because I want people to understand that's what we do. That's who we are. There are no games. By the way, Brian's got a day job, too.
Yes.
And you know, we're doing the best we can. We can produce radio less expensively than most because we actually do have some unique skill sets that help us save a lot of cash on this. And I wish that the radio network wasn't ran from my home, Kurt, because if I put it in an office, you know, a normal studio, then I could have all kinds of other people run shows and we could grow faster and do some really nifty things. And then I actually could get more of a date night with my wife on occasion and things like that. It'd be really cool.
Yeah.
But the problem is the money's not there.
Use your own house, you know.
Oh, imagine that.
It's kind of like me, you know, my studio is within, what, 3 steps of my bedroom, you know, and basically it does what we need, but it's not... you know, real fancy digs or anything. You know?
But I'll tell you something I find a little bit comical. So the mainstream press wants you to believe that I'm not really a real radio guy because I don't have a, quote, radio degree. I don't have a journalism degree. I don't have any of that garbage, okay?
Yeah.
And so they want you to believe that I'm not a real radio guy. However, what's comical is I have developed software called the Audio Compass, and that's the software that actually connects me and Kurt. As long as the internet's stable, the software works incredible. 90% of the problems we have is because the internet's got problems, not my software or us. Nevertheless, I bring that up to say maybe you know, Comcast needs to step up its game, but I digress. What I'm saying, though, is that, hey, so they tell you that I'm a nobody, that I'm not a real radio guy, that I don't have a journalism degree. I have no business being a commentator or a talk show host or a newsmaker. But yet, here's the funny part. I've sold this Audio Compass software to probably 400 radio stations now, Kurt. I'm talking about large sporting groups that do hockey and golf and baseball. And I mean, I've sold it to CBS and Clear Channel and ABC, all the big radio people. And none of them know that I'm the same person. They just run around and tell you that I'm not credible and that I don't know what I'm doing and that I'm not a real radio guy. At the same time, they're using my software to tell you that. Oh, who gets the last laugh, ladies and gentlemen? It's actually quite comical. If you're a guy like me, you don't take them too seriously. You just go, see, these goofballs have no idea what they're even talking about. So I'm not telling you we're the most talented on the planet. I'm just telling you that it's comical how they want to have it both ways. Sam, can I buy your software? Hey, Sam, I got a problem with the software. Can you help me out from an engineering standpoint to get this thing working? Yes, sir. I'll bring my IT and engineering skills to the table to help you get that going on, sir, so you can trash me and tell you how not credible that I am. Okay, it's just comical. But see, they don't even know because they don't do their due diligence, Kurt. And then if they do know, what they do is they'd run and they'd say, oh my gosh, I can't buy software from a racist. And then they'd be off track again. Because I don't care who uses my software. If they're kind to me, I'll provide incredible technical support, as I always do. By the way, there's a lot of Black and Hispanics and other people that run smaller stations and international broadcasts and things that use my software too, Kurt. I'm as kind to them as I am everybody else. Can you imagine that?
Imagine that.
Oh,
that's
wow.
Pretty crazy.
Getting crazy. All right. Well, hey, we just thought we'd give you a little bit of an insight in our life. Sorry for the porch talk, the last little bit of the broadcast. Next hour, we'll get right to hard-hitting news the network should feed us to use, as we always do. Hour one in the can, hour two coming up. Sam and Kurt, we declare we the people, along with the grace of the Almighty, we can and will restore our grand old republic. The only question left is, will you get involved? We declare this nation shall endure. God save the Republic of the United States of America.